The White House takes the lead role on a tax plan.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Stung by failure on health care, the White House is taking the lead on tax reform. Joining us now from Washington with the latest details is the Wall Street Journal's Nick Timiraos. Nick, any sense yet for what shape this legislation might take?
No, Jennifer, there really isn't. There's the broadest outlines, which we knew last summer because the House Republicans and the Trump campaign both released plans last summer. But in terms of what the actual concrete details are going to be, we don't know yet. So where do things stand right now? Well, the House Republicans have put forward a fairly specific set of proposals that do four things. They would cut tax rates, including corporate taxes, which is a, you know, a major imperative right now to try to make U.S. business more competitive. They would try to make sure that that is revenue neutral, so you're not losing revenue when you cut taxes, which means you're coming up with new sources of revenue. They want to avoid games that companies can play where they move to low-tax jurisdictions to avoid paying higher corporate taxes in the U.S. Those are three of the main things they want to do. The questions people have for the White House is, do they share those three goals? And so far, it's not clear, because President Trump, when he talks about taxes, really emphasizes the first point there that they have in common, which is that he wants to cut, he likes to say, cut the heck out of taxes, or cut taxes big league. But it's not clear yet how bought in the White House is to the other ideas to prevent tax strategies to avoid paying the higher corporate tax rate, or this commitment to being revenue neutral. And so until we get a better sense as to whether the White House shares those goals, it's harder to move ahead.
For sure. You know, I think a lot of folks believe tax reform might be easier to accomplish than health care. Certainly seems to be more public support, but plenty of divisions.
Yeah, so the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, on the day that the health care bill kind of went down in smoke, said he thought taxes would be easier than health care. And a bunch of people said, huh? Because tax cuts are hard, just like health care is hard. But what he said, and Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, said the same thing yesterday, is that if you look at the differences between taxes and health care, Republicans don't really agree on what should replace Obamacare. That's the problem that they've had here. But Republicans do agree on taxes, that they should be lower. So when people say taxes will be easier than health care, that is what they're talking about. That directionally, Republicans all want to go in the same, they're all rowing to the same place on taxes, which wasn't really the case on health care. On health care, there were questions about, well, should we expand Medicaid coverage? Should we get rid of Medicaid coverage? Should we leave it as it is? There were, you know, differences of opinion on fundamental questions like that. At least on taxes, everybody agrees we want them to be lower. That said, the details really do matter. You're going to have Republicans who say, you know what, it's okay to have really big tax cuts that maybe lead to higher deficits because we think growth will pick up, and so these will pay for themselves. And there will be other Republicans who say, no, historical experience hasn't really shown that to work out, and we are worried about deficits right now because they are already projected to rise substantially over the next decade. So the answer to your question is kind of yes and no. Yes, taxes in some ways are easier than healthcare because there is broad agreement over where we should go, but the details matter, and they are still very hard.
We're talking about tax reform and the White House with Nick Timiraos, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Nick, reaching out to Democrats now seems to be part of the plan here, but what incentive do they have to work with the president on this?
That's a great question. So when you look at the White House right now, and they're digesting the lessons of what happened on health care, and one of the things they're concluding is, Well, it's really hard to do things when you just have to get all of the Republicans in agreement. It would be nice to have some Democrats along on this, because then maybe if we lose a few Republicans but we gain a few Democrats, you know, some of these Republicans won't have as much leverage to try to bring us to where they want to go. Two problems you have. One is that moves that are going to appeal to Democrats, such as higher taxes on the wealthy, you're going to lose a lot of Republicans right off the bat. And the second is President Trump, in his first two plus months in office, has seen his approval ratings tumble. He's very unpopular. He's radioactive with parts of the Democratic base. And so you have a lot of Democrats who may be thinking, even though they might like to partner with the administration on things, because of what we've seen happen over the last 2 months that has made President Trump less popular, especially in Democratic districts, they are now facing a unique political dynamic. One that's not all that different maybe from the ones Republicans faced under President Obama, which was, if I cross party lines to deal with this guy, am I going to face a primary challenge in my district? Am I going to create more problems politically for me? And so is it better to just oppose the president?
That's the Wall Street Journal's Nick Nemeros joining us from the Washington Newsroom. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. In the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
Top stories without the noise. Make sure to check What's News from the Wall Street Journal several times a day. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.